Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The political reality is that you intimidate a lot, not you, but the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. And again, I've always argued against some of the dumb things they do because I don't think it's in the interest of Israel. I just don't think it's smart for Israel. Now, everyone has a right to lobby, as it should be, and come see your senator and congressman. If you can get the guy to sign your letter, great, wonderful.
It is the Savage Nation. How do you feel about Barack Hussein Obama nominating Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? Do you trust Chuck Hagel? You just heard Chuck Hagel saying that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people. Now, let me pause on that for a moment. He didn't say the Israel lobby. He didn't say the Israeli lobby. He said the Jewish lobby, which are code words for a certain stripe of individuals in the world. Do you think that Chuck Hagel is qualified to be Secretary of Defense? The phone number to the Savage Nation is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I also want to talk about a third party. Three, four articles came out today from an interview I gave on a friend's radio show last week, Aaron Klein, where I said that it's time for a nationalist party, a third party. I'm going to read you what I actually said on that show and then play you some of the sound. And you're welcome to call this show from anywhere in America at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 on both questions. First question is, how do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? Is Chuck Hagel the right man for the job? Do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? So let's begin with a few of these articles. I have one of them. There were three. I don't know where the others are. Maybe we can print them out later. Here it is from WorldNet Daily. It was also in the Syracuse Times and a newspaper in the Midwest. Michael Savage says, time for a nationalist party, says a King David is needed to unite voters against Dems and the GOP. Michael Savage, one of the nation's most prominent voices in talk radio, said today America is absolutely ripe for a third party, in part because the two largest parties in the U.S. have pulled a charade on the American people. There is no Republican Party, Savage told fellow talk show host Aaron Klein. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monte, as we all know. It's a game being played against the American people. You've got the drunk Boehner on the one side and the quasi-pseudo-crypto-Marxist on the other, who is really just enjoying the ride in Hawaii right now, representing his factions. Instead, we need a nationalist party in the United States of America, said Savage. You have the rudiments of a new party in this country called the Tea Party. They need to restructure their party. They need a charismatic leader, which they don't have. When you say Tea Party, no one knows who the leader is because there is no leader. No man has stepped forward who can lead that party. No one who is an articulate speaker, a charismatic mover of people. Savage explained, the Tea Party is the rudiment of the new nationalist party. Somebody has to bring them all together, unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel. And there is no King David out there. Who's the King David? Tell me who is going to do it. What about Savage himself? Well, I could do it if I was 20 years younger. I would do it right now, Savage told Klein. But I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left in me. This is going to require enormous resources and enormous energy. I can guarantee you, if I ever did this, I could raise probably $100 million within 3 months easily. There are people so frustrated by the democracy that has gone in this country. The structure that has replaced our democracy is what I meant to say. We know it's a republic. Don't give me one of those calls, please. It's a trivial point. Did you hear what I just said? Listen to the bigger picture. They would clamor for a new nationalist party. Savage pointed out the term nationalism needs to be redefined as it's too often associated with Hitler and the National Socialist Party, the Nazis of 1930s Germany. This association, however, Savage claims, is simply the design of the internationalists in the ranks of the left and leftist media who desire to dissolve the sovereignty of nations. Borders, language, culture has been my motto in radio from the beginning. Savage said. Nationalism is the only thing that can save America. And a new nationalist party that has a very strict firewall that does not permit the radical fringe of racism. Savage continued. Going forward, we have to, I think, on radio, continue to educate the audiences about nationalism and the importance of our nation and our nation's sovereignty. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. It defines every nation on the planet. The flag, the language, the borders. And what is it the internationalists do? They want to dissolve the borders. They want to introduce multiculturalism. They want to introduce a Tower of Babel of languages. That's what I said today, posted on michaelsavage.com from WND. The article was taken in a different form in BuzzFeed, and also later on, I will read you from the Syracuse Post-Standard in upstate New York, where I have an affiliate. Incidentally, tonight, thanks for reminding me, guys, I have a new affiliate in Pennsylvania, being heard for the first time in the city of brotherly love. If you are listening to the Savage Nation tonight in Philadelphia, on the Philadelphia station, and can identify your station, you'll get a free copy tonight, only from Philadelphia, of my new book, and you know the title of it if you've listened to the show. It's called Train Tracks. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Again, these are the two topics, Hegel and my idea for a nationalist party. That's the opening gambit of the Savage Nation this Monday, January 7th, 2013. How do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? Two. Do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? 855-400-SAVAGE from anywhere in the United States of America. Also, for those of you who are history buffs, we searched far and wide for over a year, and we found it. I finally found the picture of Michael Savage sitting with Mitt Romney 1 year before the election up in North Beach when he came to see me, and we had dinner together. Would you believe this? After that dinner, which was very cordial, I liked the man very much, he would never talk to me again, and he would not come on this show. Not for anything I said, because I was very moderate. But my headline says it all. And you could see the picture of a smiling Savage and a smiling Mitt sitting in the corner table in North Beach, San Francisco. The headline says it all. Romney lost because he told Savage to get lost. That's about it. Not only did he tell Savage to get lost, but he told my millions of listeners drop dead. He told the millions of conservatives drop dead. And that's because he never wanted to win. He was a fall guy. He was set up to lose by the Democrat, Republican, or Republicrat machine. Let's take your callers on the Savage Nation. Let's begin on WABC in New York and work our way west. Cameron, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Sapp. I will lead the Nationalist Party if I have people like you and others on my team who have the wisdom of years. You want to be 20, you want somebody 20 years younger. We can't afford somebody 20 years younger. See, it's the older generation that has the experience required.
Look, I've thought about this. Ronald Reagan was president at age 72. It's not an old age for vigorous men. The thing is, though, it would take 10 years to build the party. It doesn't happen overnight. Although I think America is so contemptuous of the corrupt Democrat-Republican machine. They so hate the political class that a third party could zoom to the top of the class quite rapidly. It's possible. It's definitely possible. If you care to chime in on these topics, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's go to Reno, Nevada on the Hegel choice. Tyler, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
I'm Jewish. Veteran, and I think Chuck Hagel will do a fine job. I don't understand what your objection is, just because he said Jewish instead of Israeli lobby. People from AIPAC routinely go around raising funds by saying...
All right, well, okay, that's one of the things he said. How about this? When he went soft in Iran. What do you think about that?
Prudent at that point.
Oh, so everything he does now is perfect. Perfect.
No, I don't think any of us are. But, I mean, I used to live in Leon Panetta's district, and people thought he was a bad choice, too. But he turned out to do a pretty good job.
You think Leon Panetta's done a good job of what, gutting the military?
Well, I think the military needed to be adjusted, let's say. I don't think it's been gutted by any stretch. Keep in mind, I served 22 years. So
I hear that everyone's a war hero who calls the show, but let's put that aside. You could have served 50 years, and God bless you if you really have, but you have one opinion as I do. I believe that Leon Panetta is a stealth radical leftist who has gutted the military. And I think that he's almost destroyed the military in many ways. And I'll remind everyone listening to this show that there's been a coup in the U.S. military of five of the top generals, and they're real generals, who were thrown out under this Leon Panetta. You forgot that already? Can I name the generals for you?
No, what I was saying is that because I served as part of my time as a budget officer, I know that when the military gets cut in growth,
but you're going over my point. Leon Panetta just purged five generals, and they're all war generals. They're not fat behind sitting in the Pentagon collecting a contractor kickbacks. He got rid of five of them.
100 more.
That's the equivalent. That is the equivalent of a Soviet-era purge of the generals, my friend. Thank you for the call. We have one of our first new listeners out of Philadelphia, WWIQ. What a great call letter that is. Paul in Philadelphia, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, it's great to hear that you're on WWIQ 106.9 in Philadelphia. I listen to that station so much, it's burned into the LCD on the display in my car radio. I'm no longer tied to my computer to listen to you. I used to catch you off WOR and some other stations we used to get down here.
The calls are all clipped.
I pick you up on the ionosphere and bounce from 1180 up in New York and all kinds of places. This is great.
Well, Paul, I'm so glad that you're a new listener in Philadelphia.
Hello?
I'm going to... Paul, are you there?
I am there.
Okay, if Paul is on the line, he wins a free copy of my new sort of autobiography, Train Tracks. Stay on the line, Paul. We'll send it out tomorrow. If you care to chime in on the Chuck Hagel announcement and on my suggestion that we have a third party, a nationalist party, built around borders, language, and culture. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cares about traffic, new crash eastbound 80 Buchanan Street. Looks like it's off to the right shoulder. Traffic was already slow and go out of the MacArthur Maze. Also problem San Francisco. Right around westbound 80, you make it merge onto southbound 101. We've got a crash, two cars in the left lane. Traffic's going to back up onto the upper deck. Northbound 680, Alcosta have an accident. That one's in the center divide. And westbound, make that eastbound 80 at Powell Street, a crash being reported. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Insurgents was most visibly on display during the Plan B revolt and subsequent movement to hashtag Fire Boehner. But yesterday, Michael Savage, the conservative radio host who reaches 10 million Americans every day, took it one step further.
There is no Republican Party. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monty, as we well know. It's a game being played against the American people. Yes, we need a nationalist party in the United States of America. So what do we do about it is the question. You have the rudiments of a new party in this country called the Tea Party. They need to restructure their party. They need a charismatic leader, which they don't have.
And as for the GOP's de facto charismatic leader, this is what John Boehner told the Wall Street Journal about being Speaker of the House. Quote, I need this job like I need a hole in the head.
All right, that was Alex Wagner from MSNBC discussing my comments on creating a nationalist party on ABC Radio last week with Aaron Klein. What I find interesting is that the far left fringe is interested in what I have to say, but the Republican Party is like the dodo bird, or like the bird that puts its head in the sand that makes believe that the people themselves have no knowledge about what's going on. We know what's going on. We know the Republican Party is, as I said, an appendage of the Democrat Party. We know that there's no difference between the two parties. Moreover, we all know that when the two parties get along, you can be sure of only one thing. It's that they're screwing the American people behind the closed doors. Mark that down. When the two parties get along and agree on something, it means that they've done one thing for sure. They've screwed the American people, which they just did with the so-called Cliff Bill. And so I don't want to talk about the Cliff Bill because it's boring to me. We know what they did. And we know that the Harridan, Nancy Pelosi, had the gall after screwing the richest people in America, who I guess she was one of them, I suppose. I don't know how this works for her. Her fortunes have gone up about 20-fold since she became Speaker. I guess she wants to pay more taxes, but she said she should pay more taxes than she's already paying. They want another $1 trillion in taxes. They have no idea what they're doing, or do they know what they're doing? The fact of the matter is, I don't want to talk about taxes. As we learned from Ben Franklin, There are two things in life that are guaranteed, death and taxes. We see what happened in France when Obama's cousin, Mr. Hollande, took power. Mr. Hollande, Obama's cousin, going back several generations, taxed the rich at 75%. Gérard Depardieu moved to Belgium. Brigitte Bardot is threatening to leave the country. The country is melting its creative class. The country is melting its wealthy class. They are doing to France what Obama will do to this country until and unless there is a third party in this country, a nationalist party, that speaks up and loudly for the American people, because the Republican Party is not doing the job, in plain English. But I'll take calls on the Hegel and on the other issue, by the way, nationalist party issue. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco, my hometown. Sean, welcome to the Savage Nation. Sean, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Please.
No, I guess Sean's not there. So we'll go to the next caller. We'll try again. Let us go to Bruce on WABC. Bruce, you're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Michael. I was in the National Guard for 20 years, and I oppose this nomination of Chuck Hagel. I've heard you're the third radio show tonight that's been talking about it, and they've revealed a lot of things that this guy's all about. He is the enemy within. There's no doubt he wants to change America to what Obama's trying to change it to.
Of course. Otherwise, why would Obama pick him? He's a fellow traveler.
Right. The sacking of the generals, and they've done it in Egypt, and Obama's right along with them. Look, there's so... The Aaron Klein was pleading with you to help him change or create a third party or some alternative to the Republicans. Now, Michael, I'm going to tell you right now, the liberal-leaning, lazy Leninist left is holding hands with the radical Republican religious right. We need physical conservatives but social moderates, in my opinion, and the only viable way is through the Republican primary. If you try a third party, people say, if I vote for them, the Republicans will lose and the Dems will win, so therefore they vote Republican.
You know, you make a very strategically important point. That's the number one fear, is that it'll suck votes from the worthless drunks called Republicans. Stay on the line. I'll be right back to discuss this topic on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. KSFO.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now, 800-289-2646. It's free.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, South Talk 560 KSFO. The Coast Guard is investigating why a tanker struck a tower on the western side of the Bay Bridge this morning. There were no injuries on board and no oil leaks, but the accident did tear up a portion of the fender that protects the bridge. The man accused of murdering seven people at Oakland's Oikos University has been found mentally unfit for trial. A judge ruled that will go to a mental hospital instead. KSFO traffic had an accident being reported. A westbound 80 connector to southbound 101. CHP couldn't find it, so it must be out of the way. But traffic is not. It's going to be sluggish in spots as you come into San Francisco. Eastbound 80 Buchanan, new accident off to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow from the maze and all the approaches through Berkeley to at least University Avenue. Looks like eastbound 237. We've got a crash being reported right around Great America Parkway. Traffic is backed up before 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-475-6464. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let's be very clear. Approximately 30% of the American people understand that there's a war being fought for the heart and soul of America right now. On one side, we have a crypto-fascist Marxist called Barack Obama who wants to dissolve our sovereignty, is working around the clock to dissolve our borders, language, and culture and roll us into the New World Order. I don't need anyone to confirm what I know to be true. On the other side of the puzzle, we have a fraudulent Republican Party that stands for nothing. We knew this under Bush. It was a K Street gang. If we didn't learn from Bush that the Republican Party was a party of spend and spend, what did we learn from the Bush years? They had a war in Iraq that never ended because the contractors never had it so good. Ask the man who went to jail because he said so. That's why they jailed him. Do you remember the number one lobbyist? You remember his name? Does anyone remember his name, the number one lobbyist? There was an HBO movie made about him. It was an excellent movie, by the way. I liked it a lot. I've talked to him on the phone a few times. He came out of jail and he said it was the most corrupt years of his life. He was part of it. The K Street gang, he said it has to stop. Anyone know who I'm talking about? Anyone know the name of the HBO movie? It was pretty well done. The fact of the matter is the Bush years were years of total corruption and total graft. There were some positive elements of his regime, but not really the kind of positive elements you'd expect from a party that's supposedly in love with America. Now we have another party that's even worse. It's the party of the internationalists, the Democrat Socialists, the USS of A, the United Soviet States of America. That's what they created in this country and like to create, excuse me. They'd like to take away your guns. They'd like to take away your property. They'd like to take away your rights on virtually every level. You can say the Second Amendment. You could say First Amendment. You could say the Sixth Amendment. You could say the, you can name any amendment you want. There are Democrats who would like to take it away, and I'll prove it to you. We know that Dianne Feinstein, perhaps the most venal of all senators in American history, V-E-N-A-L, look it up, perhaps one of the most venal senators in U.S. history, is now going after your guns. We also know that there's a nobody congressman, no one ever heard of him, a loudmouth whining, I'd like to finish the sentence, but I can't, it's a family show, who would now like to do what I predicted they would do under this crypto-Marxist fascist president, which is eliminate term limits for the presidency. That's what he offered over the weekend, because they'd like Obama to be president for life, sort of along the lines of Idi Amin. And so we the people now, 30% of us who know what's going on, have a problem, don't we? And what's the problem? Tell me which of the two parties is the best choice. You didn't just learn that there is no choice? You didn't learn that there's no difference between the two parties on the most fundamental levels? No, you didn't learn that then? You can't learn anything. So therefore, we need a third party. And I've defined it as the Nationalist Party. And I've defined that the motto of the Nationalist Party should be borders, language, and culture. I see no problem with borders, language, and culture, do you? Most Americans would rally around a party that was built around borders, language, and culture. And I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. I don't care if you have green hair and yellow eyes. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you got hepatitis, megatitis, limatitis, or rheumatitis. I don't care if you got rheumatitis, limatitis, or megatitis. I will tell you that most Americans would like a party that says we are for what? Well, we stand for borders, language, and culture. Tell me what the Republican Party stands for right now. There is no definition. Romney stood for nothing, so he got ejected. Obama was a little more clear. He stood for class warfare and the dissolution of the United States of America. He pretty much said it in more words than one. If you didn't know it by the time he was through with 3.5 years, then you're too dumb to even vote. You shouldn't even have the right to vote if you're that stupid. If you lack the IQ to even understand who he is, then you shouldn't even have the right to vote as far as I'm concerned. There should be an IQ test to vote. A minimum IQ like 80, let's say, on fish oil. I don't think most Americans would pass it. I'd say 80% of those who voted for Democrats could not pass an IQ test where the minimum was 80 by what I see going on in this country. We've got a winner on who that is. Reno, Nevada. David, you know who it is. Go ahead, please. Who was I mentioning as the number one lobbyist who went to jail?
Abramoff.
That's it. Jack Abramoff. And I don't know, did you see the HBO documentary, David?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of it?
I thought that he was in on the take, and his conscience got to him so bad that he just had to tell the truth about what's going on in this country with the criminal element in every aspect of our society, from government to business to Wall Street to everything.
But here's the thing about Abramoff. He didn't voluntarily tell the truth. He got caught robbing Indians, Native Americans, of $20 million for a lobbying fee, and then stole the money. And for that, he was put in prison. And so he suddenly became a Boy Scout after he was in prison. But at least he did that. Not all of them tell the truth even after prison. I mean, I respect him very much for saying anything after prison. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks. Thank you for calling on that. Appreciate it very much. But the big issue tonight is it time for a Nationalist Party? Do you think Chuck Hagel is the right man for the job? I mean, I pretty much know who Chuck Hagel is and why he was picked. It's pretty clear to me that he represents exactly what's going on now, but to the nth degree. It doesn't mean he's a bad man. It means he's a functionary. He's a member of the Politburo. It would be like we had Khrushchev in the White House, or the Kremlin, if you want to put it that way. And who would he pick to be his chief of the military? He'd pick somebody who would be his yes man. No, he's going to pick a no man? Khrushchev would pick someone who would disagree with him on military policy? Who would a CEO of a large corporation pick to run a major division of his company? Someone who fights with him, or someone who does what he wants? I mean, how smart do you have to be? So let's put Hagel out of the picture. Virtually anyone Obama picks is out to downsize the military and to basically continue the purge. The purge of warriors, until eventually what you have are the equivalent of a French military officer class left in the United States military. Any gung-ho military guy will either see the light and get out or be thrown out. and we'll have the equivalent of the Portuguese military by the time Hegel is through. Yeah, that's a better definition. It wouldn't even be up to the standards of the French military. By the time Hegel would be through, it'd be the equivalent of the Portuguese military. How they've been doing lately? WABC, Bruce, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I will gladly run as a whatever nationalist candidate. The problem is you need a candidate. You need them for congressional, state, county, and municipal level, and they have to be on the ballot in a column, and it's a logistical nightmare, and we need a show like yours to be the center. In other words, I'll give out my phone number if you'll let me do it, and anybody in the Central Jersey area can call me. The reason they run in the primary is because if 8 people ran for president this year, if those 6 had not run, we might have a different president. But they ran, they took 1% each of the vote, and we got Obama instead of Romney. Now, if you'll be the focal point, fine. I'll be a candidate for state-level office, and there might be other people listening to you that'll call in or call me.
All right, well, hold on. I'm not ready to go down that road for 2 reasons. I think I have to be very clear as to what I am saying.
Then you
In the interview, I said, no man has stepped forward who can lead the party. No one who is a charismatic mover of people and an articulate speaker. And I said, who is the King David out there? The King David who amalgamated the ancient tribes of Israel. And I said, who's going to do it? And when he asked me, would you do it? I said, I could do it if I were 20 years younger. I would do it right now, but I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left of me. Now, let me pause right there. I cannot do it while I'm on the radio on top of that all. Do you understand that, Bruce? You cannot stay in the media.
Number.
You cannot stay in the media and be in politics unless you're on Al Corleone's network, which he sold to Al Jazeera. Go figure that out. How's that possible? How could Gavin Newsom be a lieutenant governor of the state of California and appear on a cable political show that was run by Al Corleone? I thought that there was supposedly a barrier between the media and politics. Oh, I remember. It's cable. I see. And so you're allowed to be on cable, but not on regular broadcast networks. I see. Well, I'm not fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to be on the Al Jazeera network. I'm on a national network, and I'm on public stations, in essence, and I'm not allowed to run for office, so far as I know, nor am I inclined to do so. I'm not running for office. I want to be clear. This is not a game. I'm not like playing you and saying, okay, well, you want me to scream and I'll leave radio and be president. I don't need that. It's not what I want. And there are many reasons that I'm not the right person for the job. The problem is, who is? That's it. I mean, that's the problem. Who is? Who can do what I can do? Who can articulate the way I articulate? There's nobody in America who can do it. Nobody. On the other hand, I'm not the right man for the job. It's that simple. I need somebody who's as good as I am with swaying audiences and moving audiences. And believe me, I can move audiences. I need someone else who can move audiences and someone committed to this for 10 years of their life. I don't know who that is. It'll have to, it'll just have to filter out there because we can't live with this anymore. It can't go on. It cannot go on. And then we have the issue of Hegel. We have the issue of Hegel. Hegel, 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 Hegel. Hegel the bagel, Hegel the bagel. Or is it that Hegel hates bagels? Now, you could make the joke that Hegel hates bagels because he said that I want to use the exact words here. I want to make sure I get it right. Chuck Hegel said the political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people. He didn't say the Israeli lobby. He said the Jewish lobby, which indicates a certain orientation, if you want to look at it that way. And so, therefore, it's a fair joke, if you're on the Shakespearean level, to say Hegel doesn't like bagels. The phone number here is, or shall I say people who eat bagels, although that doesn't apply either anymore because the bagel has become ubiquitous in the culture of America. And the only real bagels are boiled anyway, and you can't find them in America except in small pockets of America, maybe in New York, here and there. Please don't call me about bagels in your neighborhood. We won't take bagel calls. How do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck Bagel for Secretary of Defense? 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-how do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck the Bagel Hater for Secretary of Defense? And do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? And for those of you who are committed to the show tonight, the Savage Nation, I'm going to play the interview from ABC that was done with Aaron a little later on in the program. At the same time, an obscure, whiny Democratic representative from New York, Jose Serrano. I don't know if you ever heard him talk, but if you do, you won't last too long listening to him. His voice alone is enough to make you run for the exits. He wants Congress to repeal the 22nd Amendment, which would permit Barack Obama to be president for life along the lines of Idi Amin. How do you like that? He actually introduced a bill to repeal the 22nd Amendment, which places term limits on the U.S. presidency. Who predicted this would happen? I did, in trickle-down tyranny. Because I am Linkaeus, the pilot seer of the Argonauts. I see farthest of anyone in the media. I have the highest mast. How do you feel about that? Let's take some calls on all of these topics when I return. 855-400-SAVAGE. Visit me online at michaelsavage.com. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
KSFO traffic in San Francisco southbound 280 Monterey Boulevard. It's a three-car crash, maybe partially blocking the right lane. Northbound 880 connector to southbound 238. Three cars, actually a car and a big rig involved. Everything's right shoulder. Traffic slow on the interchange as always. Eastbound 24 west of Claremont. It's a stalled car. Third lane from the left is blocked. East Shore Freeway still packed because of earlier problems on all the approaches to the maze out to about Gilman. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Richard Russell of Russell's Furniture, and I'm sure you'll be skeptical of any claims of savings I make for our after-Christmas sale. I don't blame you. Today's marketing has every gimmick known to man. Buy one and get one free, or two free, or three free, and I'm waiting for the discount offer to top 100%. So what do you do when you've made the greatest buys in your entire 55 years in the business, and you're going to sell hundreds of pieces of quality furnishings for as low as 30% below normal cost? Not retail, below cost. How do you present it? I found the answers from my staff, my customers, and even our suppliers, who all had one reaction in common when I showed them the buys. It was, wow, you're crazy. So the name stuck, not the crazy. It's our Wow Sale. It features famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Drexel, Flexsteel, Aspen Home, and dozens more. The discounts are huge, the quality wonderful, and we know that if you know Better Home Furnishings, you too will be saying, wow. It all happens at Russell's, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I was speaking to New York and we got into a kind of an interesting give and take on Iran. And a couple of these guys said, well, we should just attack Iran. I said, well, it's an interesting problem. We're doing so well on Iraq.
Right.
And I said, we really helped Israel.
Stop. Turn it off. We're trying to listen to Chuck Bagel, but unfortunately the bagel was not cooked properly for that particular release to the national audience and the Savage Nation. But you get the gist. Chuck Bagel says, I'm a U.S. senator, not an Israeli senator. All right. Many on the right would agree with him. And so would many on the left, since they hate Jews and they hate the, Zionists. I'm sorry, I didn't use the correct, politically correct word for anti-Semitism. And I want to remind you of something about this, and you could look it up for yourself, and I don't know if it's been purged from the record, but Martin Luther King himself, Martin Luther King Jr. himself said, make no mistake about it, when someone says they're anti-Zionist, they're anti-Semitic. He said that, Martin Luther King Jr. He knew what was going on. That guy was sharp as can be. He knew what was going on. He could read racism. If anyone could read racism, it would be Martin Luther King Jr. And you couldn't run one by him. He knew what the game was. Oh, I'm not anti-Jew. I'm just anti-Zionist. Okay, so don't give me that garbage. So when I hear Chuck Sagal say, it's the Jewish lobby, all right, that's how he feels. And by the way, he's entitled to say the Jewish lobby, incidentally. But he can't make believe he didn't say it. You know, in this world that we live in, whether it be radio, other aspects of the media, or politics, we live and die on one word. There was once a movie, To Live and Die in L.A. Let me tell you something. That movie was nothing compared to Live and Die in Radio. We live and die on one word in this business. And it's true for the political class as well. It's a very difficult game. Now, theoretically, you're supposed to have a kill button, which could, you know, but there are people behind the scenes who often don't do the thing that they're supposed to do after you make that mistake. Whatever. We heard the real Chuck Hagel at that time. It's like a certain reverend spit in the salads of white people when he was a youngster. Now, he's allowed to grow up. It's like another guy who went to Jenny Craig and lost 80 pounds and did his hair over, and they gave him a suit and a teleprompter. This guy, and he's on MSNBC, this guy was a racist street hater of the worst kind, caused the Freddie Fashion Mart fire, was out in the street with bullhorns, almost destroyed George Zimmerman with racial lies, and he was rewarded, of course, by the most venal man in American business, in my opinion, and that is Mr. Jeffrey Immelt of General Electric. You know, venal is an important word, which I haven't used in years on this show. Everyone looks for the right word. Venal is the correct word for a guy like Jeffrey Immelt. Of General Electric, to call for higher taxes and pay none on GE's domestic income, so far as I know. Correct me if I'm mistaken. And that's why they would hire a street radical like that for MSNBC. So he doesn't have to worry about saying the wrong thing. He said, burn, baby, burn, and he was rewarded by General Electric, which is basically destroyed, baby, destroyed here in the United States of America. The phone number, you know. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. I don't know whether you agree with me on Hagel. I personally think that Hagel will not be confirmed, incidentally. And you want my opinion? Because I'll give it to you whether you want it or not. I mean, 6 minutes to 10 on the East Coast, where I am right now. I'm broadcasting from the East Coast. I'm not in California. And, you know, it's a different pace. You see, the show is a later show on the East. And it's on from 9 p.m. till midnight on the East Coast. And there's a certain difference. I don't know what it is. I can't define it. I have total energy. I almost see more clearly, and I don't know why. I can almost feel my audience in a certain way. I can connect better with them. I mean, there's a huge audience out there at night, whether you know it or not. Some people built their careers at midnight, incidentally, in radio. So before you say it's a late show and no one listens, you're mistaken. But let me tell you right now, my big audience on the Savage Nation, you want to hear it? Since I'm being quoted far and wide on my nationalist party, I'll give you something else to quote. Hagel is not Obama's real choice for defense secretary. He was put up to be rejected by the Republicans so Obama can say, I tried to go work with my Republican colleagues, but they're an obstructionist party, and I have to withdraw his name, I'm sorry to say, blah, 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 blah. And then he's going to put up who he really wants to put the knife into the bull. He'll really bring out his picador. Hagel is not the real picador. Hagel is the picador. He's going to pull out the real matador after he's rejected by the Republican Party. It's a charade. Again, it's two-card Monty, my opinion. He knows that Hagel will not get confirmed because of these controversial statements and his far pinko positions. And so Bagel will get rejected. He'll be thrown back in the water for an additional cooking. And then he'll bring out, wait till you see what he brings out next. God only knows what he has in mind. My fear is that she looks like Rosie O'Donnell. My one nightmare is that his real choice to run the Defense Department is a lookalike for Rosie O'Donnell. That'll be the last, that's the picador we've all been waiting for. Phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. What's on the top of my website? Top right, Michael Savage has time for a nationalist party, but on the left is an interesting article from Pravda. Russians were once well-armed and disarmed by Obama's types. This is a surprise to most of my listeners. The Russians were extremely well-armed until the Reds took over the country. And then they disarmed the people. Then they created the death camps. And then they put bullets in the back of the heads of the whites. And that's not a racial term. That's a political term for those of you who understand history. If you're too stupid to know the difference between the Reds and the whites, please hang up and dial 911, and I'm sure Obama will send you some Prozac. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday.
Hold it, Fats. We're not up to Tuesday yet. It's Blue Monday on The Savage Nation. Welcome back, or welcome to the program. The lines are sold, whacked out, because, the topics are pretty good tonight. This is not the kind of show that you go to sleep listening to. It's not easy listening. I'm not selling waterbeds. I'm trying to tell you that there are venal, evil people in the world and in our government. Not all, but there are venal, evil people in our government who would destroy everything decent about our life. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. Because if you're living in the illusion that everyone in government is in public service because they want to help you, then you're really stupid. You shouldn't even be able to vote. If you have no cynicism towards human nature, and if you don't understand how human nature operates, you're not qualified to vote. But then again, that's an absurd statement because, as you well know, we live in such a fine democracy where even a welfare recipient can vote. Even though I've said for years that if you receive public assistance, you should forfeit your right to vote until you get off public assistance. I didn't say lose your citizenship. I said lose the right to vote because you're only going to vote yourself a raise, and you're going to vote it off my back. I'm one of those American taxpayers who's really pissed off at Obama. I've worked all of my life for every penny I have and never stole a dime from anybody. By the way, I never kept slaves, nor did my father, nor did my grandfather. By the way, my grandfather was an immigrant who was closer to a slave than most people living today, by the way. And I'm sick and tired of the welfare class that tells me I have to support a certain group of people who are never, ever affected by issues that they make to be as current as today. And so I'm pissed off. Luckily, I have a voice you don't. Luckily, I've been in radio since 1994, so I'm heard on many stations, and you're not. So in a way, I'm a voice for the voiceless. So over the last week, I gave an interview on ABC Radio in New York, and I said that we need a nationalist third party, and I said that we need a King David to unite voters against both Dems and the GOP. It was picked up by the newspaper Syracuse Post-Standard in upstate New York, BuzzFeed, an important blog, and by WorldNet Daily, who wrote a very fine analysis of the interview. Michael Savage says, time for a nationalist party. Top conservative radio figure calls for nationalist third party. Syracuse says, Savage, Republicans and Democrats pulling a charade. You see, they all had a little different take on it. And so I'm asking you, is it time for a nationalist party? At the same time, we are talking about Chuck Baigel. And I have said that Chuck Baigel is not qualified to be defense secretary, not solely because of his Jewish lobby remarks, but because he's going to continue to enact the policies of Obama, which are the far-left anti-military policies we have seen, where the budget is being gutted and the war generals have been purged, as in the Soviet times. Four wartime generals were purged, and most of you don't even know it, because of the fellow travelers in the media. You have no idea what just happened. It was a bloodless coup. In Stalin's time, he shot the generals. In Obama's time, he fires them. It's that simple. But because we have a patsy press, stenographers, I call them in large part, you don't even know who these generals are or why they went. You heard of Petraeus, for sure. But around the same time, Obama had a night like the Night of the Long Knives. He got rid of four generals within a week. Four top wartime generals. And strangely enough, one of them, and it's very important you hear this, was in charge of the Africa Command, and he's African-American, with 42 years of distinguished service to the United States of America. But it was not covered by the stenographers in the media, even though he is a minority. You would think that, God, wow, they fired a minority who served the country 41 years. What's that about? Well, you see, when you have stenographers instead of journalists, this is what you get. So, if you want to talk about these topics, I also have the original interview, which I don't know if we're going to get to tonight. We may have to hold it over till tomorrow and run it tomorrow night. You know what? We could run a little bit of it in the next segment. Let's do it that way. Also, for those of you who are interested in historical photos, this is a real winner. It took us a year to find it. I found an old ship from a camera of mine. I gave it to Doug, my producer, and he found it. It's Savage sitting with Romney a year before Romney didn't run for office, when he came to San Francisco and we met for dinner. I mean, he's a very nice man. And we talked about immigration. We talked about a number of issues. And he told me point blank what he felt at the time. And then he never came on this show. Would never return my producer's calls. And my headline is Romney lost because he told Savage to get lost. It's a nice jacket I'm wearing. It's a nice herringbone tweed jacket. I remember where I bought it. I'm looking now. It was my Romney's wearing a blue suit. I said, try the veal. It's the best in the city. No, he actually asked me, how's the veal? It was almost the stereotype of the out-of-state politician. He said, what's good here? What can I say? I didn't say try the veal. I said, everything's good. What am I going to say? Because whatever you say, but he did have the veal. I think he had the veal. And it was the best in the city. I have a herringbone tweed jacket, gray shirt, gray tie. Yep. It was a nice night. I felt good about it. It was a nice night. And that was it. He never came on the show because he figured he didn't need you. He figured, what does he need conservatives for? Well, the answer is because he didn't want to win, so he didn't need conservatives, so he lost. It's that simple. So you want to talk about Hegel the Bagel? You want to talk about the Nationalist Party? Who is the King David? You know, that's a secondary question in reality. When I say no man has stepped forward who can lead that party, the Nationalist Party, and I say the Tea Party is the rudiment of the new Nationalist Party, and it is, and I say somebody has to bring them all together, unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel, and there is no King David out there who's the King David. Tell me who is going to do it. That's a great question. Do you know who the King David is? Tell me who the King David is. Is there someone out there who is charismatic, number one, and able to formulate ideas and move audiences without a teleprompter. We're not talking about a fraudulent actor. I'm going to give you an example. Hold on. This is great. It fits right in. Here. I'm coming out here East Coast on the plane, and there was a copy of the L.A. Times on the plane. The whole page Sunday in the L.A. Times was given over to a movie called about gangsters coming out, taking on the underworld. And it was one picture after another about gangsters in the 50s with Mickey Cohen. And it's about a movie coming out, right? Take a guess who's in this violent movie. You ready? Sean Penn, the biggest phony in the history of the American cinema. Every movie Sean Penn has ever been in is about beating people up and shooting them or stabbing them. And yet he claims to be a peacenik. That's number one. He's in love with a dictator named Chavez. He was in love with Ahmadinejad, the Hitler of Iran. Says that he's against violence and wants our guns seized. He's in the movie. Here are the others. Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, Nick Nolte, Emma Stone, Giovanni Ribisi, Michael Pena, and Robert Patrick, and Sean Penn in this movie about gangsters. So I said, you talk about hypocrisy. Here you got these fraudulent actors talking against guns, talking against violence, saying there should be no guns, and every movie they sell is about violence. So please don't tell me that there's an actor out there who could be our King David. Just by dint of the profession, they can't be a politician anybody would trust without. There's no credibility there, zero. Actors have no credibility. You say, well, what about Ronald Reagan? All right, fine, there's an exception here and there. He had a mixed career anyway. You know, I'm not one of those who say he was 100% because he wasn't. I know more about Reagan than you may want to know, and many of you are true believers who think that the man was God. He was not God. He was an excellent president up to a point, and then beyond that point, he was just another politician. The best we've had in a long time, but nevertheless, I would say disqualify any actor, especially those who talk one way and then do another. That's all. So, how do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? Do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? The lines are sold out. I think we have one open line, 855-400-7282. Again, we are welcoming a new station tonight in Philadelphia, WWIQ. WWIQ. Tom, in Philadelphia, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Welcome. It's great to have you back in the Philadelphia area.
Thank you.
To say that Hagel's a waste, kind of a poor man's John McCain, in my way of thinking.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Would be a good
that's
idea.
Good. And by the way, Tom, you just said welcome back to Philadelphia. When was I ever on in Philadelphia?
Didn't I used to hear you on 990 AM?
You know, I don't know. Well, I'm on WABC in New York. Were you listening out of New York?
I did listen to the New York station, but I'm almost positive you were on Philly somewhere.
Maybe. I think I was once on a station in Philly many, many years ago. I have fond memories of Philly, by the way. I love the city. It's another story. I don't want to get too nostalgic. I'll tell it in 2 seconds or less. My dad, when I was young, he owned an antique store. We used to go to Philadelphia twice a year on buying trips because there were great antique stores in Philadelphia that sold wholesale. And I remember walking around those damp, cold, red brick buildings, and I don't know what part of town it was in. And he'd be looking at the antiques, and I'd be looking at the antique guns. Even then, I was fascinated with weapons. I'm sending you a free copy, by the way, of my memoirs, and not Brighton Beach memoirs. They're Savage memoirs. It's called Train Tracks. I was watching some movies last night on TV. I got in late, 5 hours, the dog on the plane, and got here. You know what movie I was watching last night? An old movie that I want to see on a big screen in a house with the best sound system in the world, Master and Commander. The movie, the opening scene of the cannon shots being fired by the French ship against the British ship when they come ripping through the wooden hull and tear them into bits, was one of the best pieces of filmmaking I've ever seen in my life, if you like action movies. He was great in that. What was his name? The guy who played the Roman gladiator, Chuck Hagel? No. Chuck. Who's the guy? What's the guy who played in Master and Commander? But remember what Winston Churchill said about the British, the Royal Navy. And I'm not making this up. You know, you'll think it's vulgar, but it isn't. Well, okay, if it's vulgar, blame Winston. Don't blame me, because I don't think it's vulgar. Winston Churchill said, and I want to get it exactly right, he said the Royal Navy was built upon three things: rum, the lash, and sodomy. I mean, look it up and see if I'm making that up. Huh? Russell Crowe didn't say that. Russell Crowe played the captain of the British ship. But they had an awful lot of young boys in tight pants running around on that ship, I got to tell you. And it leads you back to what Winston Churchill said. I hope to God he was just ribbing the world. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency,
if you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
To finish up what I was going to say, it's a ploy, in my opinion. I think because of Hegel's comments in the past about the Jewish lobby, he's going to have some knee-jerk reactions against him. And in addition to some other things he's done, I think he will not be confirmed, or he will withdraw prior to even standing for the position. And I believe Obama knows that because they're playing chess, and the Republicans are not even playing checkers. The Republicans are playing backgammon in Cuba in the 1950s compared to the triple chess game that the Democrats are playing on their head. It's a shame the Democrats hate this country so much. It's a shame the Democrats hate sovereignty so much. It's a shame that America hates, that the Democrats hate the capitalist system so much, because they'd be much better at running it if they loved it. I mean, that would be the truth. They're 20 times smarter than the Republicrats. But nevertheless, Obama knows what they're going to do. He knows he's not going to pass muster. That's my guess now. I'm giving you a guess. And that the real choice to undermine the military, the real matador, has not yet been pulled out from behind the curtain. And let's pray it doesn't look like Rosie O'Donnell. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Go to michaelsavage.com. So anyway, you got the bagel question, and you got the Nationalist Party. Now, a lot of people don't know the difference between nationalist, nationalism, and national socialism. And many of them are purposely muting the terms in the blog comments on in the articles written about me. They're saying I asked for a National Socialist Party. I never said that. I said it's time for a third party called the Nationalist Party, based upon borders, language, and culture. And right away, the knee-jerk liberals have rushed to Hitler. And they say that we'll have Hitler again if we have a nationalist party, because they're stupid and or purposely trying to mislead you. That's not what I said. So I'll read you the article, this time a very different take, incidentally, on the interview from Jeff Herbert of the Syracuse.com web page on the Syracuse newspaper. Here it is. Radio host Michael Savage calls for nationalist third party to challenge GOP. Conservative radio host Michael Savage spoke out against Republicans and Democrats alike on Sunday for pulling a charade on the American people and called for a third political party. We need a nationalist party in the United States of America, Savage said on ABC's Aaron Klein. The third most widely heard talk show host, behind only Rush Limbaugh and Sean Wallbanger, explained a new third nationalist party could focus on borders, language, and culture. Savage said, "There is no Republican Party. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monty, as we all know. It's a game being played against the American people. You've got the drunk Boehner on the one side and the quasi-pseudo-crypto-Marxist on the other, who is really just enjoying the ride in Hawaii right now, representing his factions." He was still there, by the way. The Los Angeles Times report, here's a different take. Here it comes in the same article. The Los Angeles Times reported Saturday that Washington's budget battles show a widening divide in the GOP between its southern base and the rest of the country. Almost 90% of Southern Republicans voted against the fiscal cliff compromise, while a majority of Republican representatives from outside the South supported the deal. That's fascinating, by the way, because I've told you, if I've told you anything on this show, I've always respected the Southern Republicans. I've had more in sympathy with them than almost any other branch of any other party in this country, and I'm not from the South. I'm originally from New York. I've lived on the West Coast since 1974. But politically, I would say that I'd be very comfortable with them. So I continue right here. Savage wants the new party to challenge the Republican Party on the right of the political spectrum, BuzzFeed explains. He criticized the Tea Party for lacking a charismatic leader, saying it needs restructuring and calling it the rudiment of the new Nationalist Party. Savage added that the word nationalism needs to be redefined after previously being associated with Hitler and the National Socialist Party, the Nazis of 1930s Germany. According to BuzzFeed, the radio host said the new party needs someone to unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel, but declined to do it himself. "Who's the King David?" asked Savage. "I would do it if I was 20 years younger. I would do it right now. But I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left in me. This is going to require enormous resources." Savage, heard by some 8 million people each week on his show, disappeared from the airwaves at the end of September after winning a long legal battle with his old syndicator talk radio network. A month later, he was back with Cumulus Media Networks as his new syndicate returned to Syracuse's WSYR news radio, airing weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight on 570 a.m. and 106.9 FM. I will play that interview either later on in the show or tomorrow because it set off a lot of reaction, which is good. It's important that we get response from a dead, moribund public, a disconnected public, and a disconnected media. It is good to get response. I mean, when the media is responding to my idea, including MSNBC, you know that they're listening. Doesn't mean they agree with me. But when I come back, I'll take your calls on this and other topics right here on the Savage Nation. No phone number right now. We're jammed. Sold out.
Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look. Our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. An Oakland judge today ordered the man accused of killing 7 people at Oikos University to undergo treatment at a mental hospital. The judge found one go mentally unfit for trial. No damage to the Bay Bridge, but the fender that protects one of the pillars on the western span will need repairs after a cargo ship bumped up against it today. Coast Guard says it appears nothing was spilled from the ship. The U.S. Supreme Court announced today it will hear arguments in the march on whether it was constitutional for California voters to ban same-sex marriage through Proposition 8. KSFO traffic, have a crash in San Jose, southbound 880 connector, southbound 101. Couple of cars, looks like it's to the right side now. Down the road, southbound 101 at Capitol Expressway, have a 3-car accident also on the right shoulder. And eastbound 580 at Hop Yard, looks like a big rig stalled out, blocking the off-ramp. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-475-6464. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
San Francisco has never had it so good. Levin, Savage, together at last. Only on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It's 10:33 on the East Coast, 7:33 on the West Coast. And I'm on the East Coast tonight, which is an interesting experience for me because I've never done a radio show at this hour of my life in 18 years that I know of. It's not true. In the beginning, I did overnight, I had one overnight show, and I said I'd never do radio again. But we're talking about Chuck Pagel and whether he's qualified or not to be defense secretary and whether you agree with my statement that it's time for a nationalist party and we're looking for a King David. I want to give you a definition of a word, venal. I used the word tonight. I haven't heard it used in radio for a while. I guess it belies my scholarly background and my literary orientation to use small words. Even though I have a real PhD, I use small words because I don't want to sound like I'm trying to boast or anything. I found that people who use big words generally have a poor education. There was a guy in San Francisco who I liked. He was a very nice guy, but he unfortunately never had a chance to go to college, so he used very big words to try to impress people. I find using smaller words. But, you know, venal is a small word that's very powerful, and no one has used it, but it applies in a certain way to what we're going through. When I say that there are people in this world who are venal and evil, who would destroy everything decent about our life and take it away from us. And I should add to that that the soldier class, the military class, the police class, the honest judges are the only ones between us and total and absolute anarchy and chaos. What do you think a man who's steeped in military lore, a third-generation military guy, could be first, but let's say a guy whose grandfather, great-grandfather, fought all the way back to the Civil War, okay, even further back, and they're a very proud military family. What do you think they actually believe they are doing in that uniform? Do you think that they're doing it because they want to get rich in that uniform, like so many of our Pentagon people are? No, they're doing it because they actually believe in defending the constitutional republic that they live in. And they know that there are people who are motivated or susceptible to bribery, venal politicians. They know that there's corruption. They know that there are people who are mercenaries. And they know that the same thing is true in the world in a bigger picture and a more militant picture. So venality would apply to politicians. Criminality would apply to something else entirely. Just the word is very important. Before I take your calls on the topics that are hanging in the air, the two or three balls that are hanging in the air, I picked up the local paper, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, which I always enjoy getting when I'm here. Headline, Florida to face cutbacks. Uh-huh. The butterfly ballot people. Fiscal cliff crisis over, but not budget crunch. And now they're panicking down here, the butterfly ballot crowd. The Dems are suddenly saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're going to get hit in the pocketbook, including lost government jobs, fewer defense contracts, and smaller raises for Social Security. What do they need raises for Social Security for? I mean, that's a no-brainer. Raise the retirement age by 3 years. Well, how hard is that? You know, I don't understand that. Why can't they retire at 62? What? Excuse me, at 3 years earlier? Well, why do you have to retire at all at that age to collect a government check to what? To go gamble in Atlantic City? What is this retirement? Where is it written in the Constitution? You have a right to retire and have a Social Security check. For what reason? I know you put the money in the system. Don't lecture me on that because I put money in the system since I'm 15 years old. I could have retired. How come I haven't retired? What? I don't need to retire and go gamble in Atlantic City with a diabetes pill, you know, to take my prescription medication from the big government. I don't take any prescriptions, by the way. How do you figure that? How does that work out? Because I'm not a fat slob who eats like a pig in a buffet. Take a look at people, what they put in their fat trap, in their craw. You'll know why they're sick. Look what they shove down the craw. You're telling me that there should be no penalty for that, for living like a slob? You see the people rolling down the street? They should get 18 prescriptions a day at my expense. That's what I say to myself. I see them rolling down the street. Then I watch what they eat. Everywhere they go, a dessert, a tiramisu, a cherry pie. And I'm saying, are you kidding me? I'm supposed to pay for their health care? Why? They live like a pig. You know, in that regard, I mean, there should be some penalty for not taking care of yourself. Don't try to define me by this, because I wrote health books long before I was in politics. You see, this is a funny thing. In this area, it's actually a very conservative viewpoint, taking care of your own health, incidentally. Liberals don't believe you should take care of your own health. You don't understand that. You see, there's a confusion in the health industry, the health food industry, shall I say, the old line health food industry, where they think that they should be liberal Democrats because mainly they're all potheads. They're old hippies, Rocky Mountain High, blah, blah, blah. You know, let it all hang out. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? You know, Janis Joplin, I'm cool. You're cool. He's cool. We're cool. Everyone's so cool. We're cold. But the fact of the matter is they don't understand that the liberal Democrats are trying to take away their health freedoms, including destroying the vitamin industry. It's the conservatives who still support freedom of health choices. You don't understand that. I don't understand how people can't see this yet, but I think truthfully, and I'm not trying to be facile here, it's the marijuana. It does cloud the mind. I don't need you to confirm it. If you're a heavy pot smoker, you're not as clear as you'd be without it. Let me put it to you that way. You may be smart, and you may be bright, and you'll tell me you made a lot of money last year. I really don't care. Whatever you're doing, you would do it better without the drug in your head. It's that simple. It clouds your mind. There's a reason it's called dope. It's called dope because it makes you stupid. I know that there's a whole fanatic religion now around marijuana. It's become a religion. If you say one word against it, it's like criticizing a race to the pot. And it's a giveaway that they're addicted, by the way. You know, you can tell if someone's addicted to marijuana, just say to them that there's health risks in smoking marijuana. And when they start to defend it, that's the mark of addiction. But don't call me on marijuana. I can get the dope smokers anytime I want. King David is an issue. Who's the King David? Let's take a caller on that one. There is a caller who has a good answer, by the way, and I actually agree with him. I ask the question. Michael Savage says a King David is needed to unite voters against Dems and the GOP. And I asked, who would that be? On WABC in New York, Frank, you have a candidate. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, this country is in trouble. And to your question, who would be our King David? We need someone who transcends politics, race, ideology. I would nominate Colonel Alan West.
I would second that nomination. I'll tell you something else, Frank. He should have been chosen for defense secretary. But you know why the crypto pseudo anti-American Obama would never choose a war hero like him. Instead, he'd choose Huck Hagel, Huck Bagel.
You for his chief of staff, basically. You know?
Why would he choose Huck Bagel instead of Alan West?
Because he is the non-politician, that's why. He doesn't play the game. He's
Well, Alan West is, first of all, a certifiable war hero. That's number one, which is anathema to Obama. He's anti-military from day one. You know that. All right, so nevertheless, your nomination is Alan West. I agree. I think Alan would be great for the job of leading a nationalist party. And here's a strange paradox. The liberals are saying that the Republican Party is split, that 90% of the Southern Republicans went along, voted against the fiscal deal because they're very conservative, and the rest of the Republican Party, of course, went along with the Democrat, liberal, socialist, New World Order viewpoint. That's very interesting, but I will turn it around on the libs and say the following. I would say that 90% of Southern Republicans would support Alan West, him being African-American and they being white largely, while 90% of the so-called liberal North would reject Alan West, even though he's African-American, because he is not a useful idiot. He is not a useful tool of the Marxist New World Order agenda. That's really what it comes down to. In other words, their real bias shows when it comes down to politics. And it is based somewhat on race, because I've heard them say things about people of certain races that are embarrassing the libs. Thanks for the call. It is 41 minutes, 42 minutes now, 43 minutes now after the hour on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation from anywhere in America, it's moving along here at night, and yet look how jammed up the board is on the show. I mean, who would think that there's so many people driving around listening, not watching faux news, not watching Tennessee versus Florida State? Who's playing tonight? I don't even know. I'm not a sports guy. Apparently, a lot of people are watching a ball game down here in Florida. All the hotels were allegedly sold out. You know, there's another thing going on down here that's worth mentioning, which I'm going to cover another day when things are slower, which is Meet Your Target. The 6-foot Burmese python was caught in the Everglades. Alabama versus Notre Dame. The 6-foot Burmese python was caught in the Everglades. The hunt is designed to reduce their population. Nearly 400 people have signed up to enter the Everglades and do battle with Burmese pythons, the giant constrictors that have emerged as the latest and weirdest threat to South Florida's wildlife. So the Burmese pythons were introduced into this area. They're so ferocious, they killed off the other snakes and the other predators. They're out of control. They've taken over the Everglades. And so people are now signing up for a month-long event that will feature prizes of $1,000 for catching the longest snakes and $1,500 for catching the most snakes. You don't need hunting licenses, and you can either shoot them or you can smack them on the head with a stake. Now, here's the question. Do you think of the hundreds that have signed up to hunt pythons in the Everglades, any are from New York City, and they're liberals who voted for Bloomberg? Of the hundreds who have signed up to hunt pythons in the Everglades, how many do you think are old-line American types who would be conservatives? About 100% of them. What percent of them would like to give up their weapon? 0%. What percent of Bloomberg Obama liberals would hunt pythons in the Everglades? 0%. What percent of the people who would be hunting pythons in the Glades would be on medication, psychoactive medication for depression? Probably very, very, very low percent. What percent of people who believe Bloomberg really means it when he says give up your guns and your large sodas for the betterment of mankind are on medication? About 114%. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Randy, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, how you doing tonight?
What's up?
So I got to tell you something, man. I got a ton of respect for you, man. I haven't heard you that much on the radio, but I got to tell you, you're a breath of fresh air, man. Honest to God, man.
Well, no one's ever said that nasty thing about me, because I'm not known as fresh air, but I am known as something different.
You are, man. You absolutely are, man, because you are articulating the truth, absolutely the truth. Because, you know, I listen to Mark Levin and I listen to Sean Hannity and people like that. They told me that Barack Obama is incompetent. Incompetent? I called Mark Levin one night, spoke to him about 3 years ago. He said, hey, this guy's incompetent. He don't know what he's doing. He's in over his head and stuff like that.
No, they got it all wrong. I've said before that Obama's about the smartest president we've had in about 50 years. Anyone who doesn't know that is a fool.
Barack Obama's the most dangerous person on the face of this earth.
Well, all right, we could go into that, but he is the smartest president we've had in 50 years and about the most dangerous at the same time. In fact, his intelligence makes him extra dangerous.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I know. I don't go for the idiots who say that, oh, he needs a teleprompter. I mean, look who's talking. Wallbanger. I mean, what would you expect from Wallbanger?
Okay, but, you know, think about it. Chuck Hagel. You're talking about Chuck Hagel?
Yeah, the bagel, right.
Way to find somebody worse than Chuck Hagel, okay?
Oh, no. I suspect that he's throwing Hagel up there to be rejected, so to say the Republicans are not cooperating and they're obstructionist, and then they're going to pull out someone who looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, but Michael, you're probably right. But what I'm saying is,
You see the new cops today, don't you? The ones that waddle out of the police cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is,
when there's a real shootout going on, they run back to the car and call home and say that they had a panic attack and they need a hydration break.
Michael, what I'm trying to say is this, okay? Real quick, okay? You got to be, like, trying to tweak us, okay? You got to be trying to, like, twist that knife in their back to pick somebody like Chuck Hagel, of all people. This guy is absolutely, he does everything he can do to piss us off. You said earlier you was pissed off? You should be pissed off. Because I think you see what I see.
And well, I don't think Chuck Hagel is the problem. I think Chuck Hagel is a symptom of the problem of those who want to undermine the greatest military in the history of the world. Obama has had a long antipathy towards the American military. He and his wife, the First Lady, have had a long antipathy towards the military. His orientation is against the military. His desire is to defang the military. His desire would be to create something along the lines of either the French or the British military, which are largely defanged. It doesn't mean there isn't still a great officer class. They do not want a strong military in this country. Hagel is just the man to do that job. That's my opinion. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or...
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Your captain here on Flight 746 to Ecuador. A special welcome aboard to Emily Williams and her high school group, now departing on a life-changing volunteer trip. We want to thank you for fundraising to help others and then giving up your school break to help build a village school. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for an experience of a lifetime.
See how your donations can change the world. Join us on an international volunteer trip for teens, adults, schools, and families. Give. Go. We can change the world. Find out how at WeDay.org.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house?
When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You intimidate a lot, not you, but the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. And again, I've always argued against something.
That was Chuck Bagel back when he was not as prominent as he is today. Chuck Bagel saying he has the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people. Now, the far right believes that's true, and the far left believes that's true. And he's entitled to say the Jewish lobby, but you have to understand that he didn't say the Israeli lobby. He understood that there was an ethnicity attached to Israel, and he doesn't like him. That's all. He's entitled not to like him. But that's not the reason that he's not qualified to serve as defense secretary, in my estimation. It's because Hagel is another one of the picadors being put out there by Obama to poke the military before the Matador comes in and puts the sword right through its throat. He's going to make the military weaker, and he'll get away with things that someone else couldn't get away with because of his Vietnam background. In other words, people would not criticize Hagel because he's one of them. The guy has two Purple Hearts from his service in Vietnam. You can't take that away from him. But the thing is that he'll use that to further Obama's anti-military agenda in plain English. So I believe that Hagel will probably not be confirmed. There's a good chance he will not be, or he'll withdraw altogether. And then Obama will say, oh my, I tried my best. I chose a Republican. I chose a war veteran. But this obstructionist Tea Party Republican right-wing blah, blah, blah just wouldn't go along even with that. So I'm forced to pick Rosie O'Donnell or a Rosie O'Donnell lookalike to be the defense secretary. And out he'll roll her. Right out of there. So, and by the way, Hagel also faces opposition from even Demon Cat senators, incidentally. I don't know if you know that. You don't even understand that part of it. Even Demon Cat senators are against him. Many problems with Demon Cats are against him. And, in fact, Senator Lindsey Graham, who I don't like at all, Lindsey Graham is a former trial lawyer who came out in favor of the American Trial Lawyers Association. So he's another snake. He's a Republican from somewhere, South Carolina, claims he'll vote for Kennedy for Secretary of State, but cannot bring himself to do the same for Hagel. So even he is against him. And then there are Democrats who are against him as well. I don't know if it's really true. I don't know which Democrat would dare stand up to Obama. But anyway, he said that they will. Who knows if that's true. I think he'll withdraw or not get confirmed. I wouldn't make him the first choice, but I don't think he's Obama's first choice. Do you agree with me that he's not Obama's first choice? This is a very artful way to put in who he really wants, someone far more dangerous. Yes or no? Lou on WABC, do you agree with me that this is a ploy by Obama?
I absolutely agree that it's Obama's last choice. This man is the consummate divide and conqueror. He's got this country running in so many directions on so many issues with
yep.
the fiscal situation.
Yes. Yes. He's never had as good a time in his life. You could see when he smirks at everyone and holds his head up with that pompous, arrogant laugh of his. No matter what he's doing, he's laughing at everybody, Obama. But he's playing with the Hagel nomination, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, over the issue, if you permit me, Drudge came out with the fact that he's going to be pushing immigration. And here in Connecticut just today, it was announced that our esteemed governor is going to, through administrative edict in the Department of Motor Vehicles grant driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
Okay, he's violating the law, and frankly, your governor should be impeached. He's violating the U.S. Constitution and the law, as is Obama, on a daily basis. But they're so pompous, it's beyond comprehension. Nevertheless, let's not get too perplexed over that. We know that they violate the Constitution. They violate the principles of our government on a daily basis. Illegal aliens came here illegally. They have no right to grant them amnesty without a vote. And the fact of the matter is that's how Obama won the election. He granted amnesty to approximately... They said 1.7. I estimate about 5 million illegal aliens were given a putative amnesty. They voted in the election. Many of them did because the Democrats at the same time fought against voter ID. Where do you think these people went after they were granted amnesty? Do you think they voted for Romney? That's how he got in, through the illegal alien.
Join the Savage Nation. Call Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Maturity declared themselves fully. We want what Barack Obama is talking about. We want the country to go in that direction. And what fascinates me is that in the face of millions of Americans expressing their desire, the whole political establishment defining its game, that there should be this lingering infestation of really corrupt people who sit trying to dismantle the wishes of the people, the mandate that has been given to Barack Obama.
Shut up,
and I don't know
moron.
What more they want.
You're
the only thing left for Barack to Obama to do is to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail. You're violating the American desire.
That's what you get from a moron who sang Deo and, of course, is now invited on Jeffrey Immelt's Communist Channel. More snotty nonsense by communists. How do they get away with this, I want to know. That's why I don't want to talk about politics. It's pointless. The Democrats are radical socialists. We know that. I've spelled it out for you for years. I've written best-selling books on it. You're mad at me, and I know that. You're mad at me and everyone else on the conservative side because we lost. You're blaming us. And you feel it's frustrating to even listen to us anymore. Not because you're mad at us, but you feel, what's the point? If gangsters can take over the country, going against the will of 89% of the American people, increasing taxes, increasing death taxes, strangling us with regulations. If the gangster regime can do this, why, you're saying to yourself, why should I listen to you, Michael? And I realize that's a valid concern. It's a valid, position to take, which is why many people are basically tuned out of talk radio or tuned out of politics in general. And I fear that unless I save conservative talk radio from itself, we're going to go the way of the newspaper. There will always be listeners, but it will not be financially viable if this keeps up. That's my prediction. So a lot of my shows will be intermixed with health and human services advice. If you have a personal question, you can call me at 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States, and I'll try to resolve some of these problems by being your advisor, your guru, whatever you want. I want to talk about cancer for a minute. I know you say, what? What a pleasant topic. Well, it's not pleasant whenever it comes up, right? I was reading about Steve Jobs and why he got cancer. We know he died of cancer. And he died of a horrible kind of cancer. Not a very pleasant cancer. No cancers are pleasant. But pancreatic cancer is amongst the worst. The worst. I had a brother-in-law, a great guy, died too young in his 50s, 2 or 3 years ago. It was a great loss to the family. Wonderful man, Harvard graduate, PhD, Air Force, brilliant man, deserved to live another 50 years, but he didn't. So we don't know when these things are going to occur. So I was reading Why Did Steve Jobs Die in the McDougal newsletter, and there were some interesting facts in it that I thought that I would share with you
for a number of reasons. And I'm going to start with one of the most paradoxical of all, and it's written like this. Here we go. He was a vegan. Steve Jobs was a vegan, as you know. Many people think that by eating vegan, they're going to live longer and live better. And it's written as such. His diet was in sharp contrast to that of his Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak, who ate at Denny's and whose favorite foods were typical American pizzas and burgers. Wozniak, who was overweight, was 4 years older than Jobs and is still alive. Because of this apparent paradox, many people discount the importance of a healthy vegan diet. Now, that's an interesting statement. I will argue about the health benefits of vegetarianism, about the health benefits of vegetarianism and vegan diets. I'm not suggesting that it's 100% known either way, but I will tell you right now that overly thin people who obsess with running, obsess with exercise, and obsess with low fat usually are very unhealthy and die young. That's right. I'll repeat it again. You don't even understand what I'm saying to you. It's not the norm for a person to be that thin and push yourself that hard. That's number one. But I'm going to go into that in another second, actually in about a minute or two. What you may not know is that polyunsaturated fats, which many of you are sold on, can induce cancer in people. I don't think you understand this. High polyunsaturated fat diets can promote cancer growth. In fact, animal fats, animal proteins, vegetable oils, vegetarian foods that are made with isolated soy proteins can promote cancer growth. So if you're eating artificial meats, artificial cheeses with high amounts of isolated soy proteins, you're actually doing yourself a disservice. Now, I want to just discontinue this at this time. There's no question I can ask you. All I can say to you is it's not that clear that vegetarianism or vegan diets will increase your longevity, number one, no matter what the gurus are telling you. And I would tell you that I learned this in graduate school when I was studying vegetarian diets in India. There was a very famous study of 35,000 railway workers. That's a large epidemiological study with a large population. And the groups were divided as such. Half the study group were vegetarians. These are in India. And they were all railway workers. So they all had the same work. So you say, well, is it work-related? They were all in the railway world. So the work was the same in this large population. Rule that out. Half were vegetarians. Half were not vegetarians. The vegetarians had a much higher rate of heart attack than the non-vegetarians. This was an astounding revelation for me when I first stumbled across it in graduate school way back in the 70s. And I have long since wondered about the obsession with vegetarianism and veganism in the United States of America. And the fact of the matter is evidence does not support that it's going to have you live longer. And I don't want to argue with you. Study the data. Study the epidemiological studies. What I'd like to do is go into the 855-400-7282 calls, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm not going to answer health questions because of a number of reasons, but I will answer personal questions for other reasons. I will interject news as it comes up. I will interject commentary on the news as it comes up. But it's not going to be the set and frame that it's been or will be on other shows. The set and frame of talk radio has to change for this medium to survive. And that's because you, the listener, are angry at us. You're frustrated that you lost the election. You're frustrated that we have a third world tin pot dictator running America, surrounded by left-wing fanatics like Chavez and his ilk. And you don't know what to do, and you figure, why listen to it anymore? You listened and nothing happened anyway. So the fact of the matter is, if you're going to continue to listen to talk radio, I'm taking the gamble that it has to be more versatile. You certainly don't want to have me give you a lecture on economics tonight or on Obamacare. How much can you listen to that? I didn't want to listen to it when I was in high school. Why would I listen to it now? How much do you need to know about it? You got an out-of-control maniac ruining the country. Instead of cutting spending, he's increasing spending. What more do you need to know? You have to hear any more about it? What more do you need to know? So let me take these calls on the Health and Human Services issue. If you have a lifestyle question, 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. I'll try to answer it. Maybe it'll be of some value to you. It'll make for good listening, I'll tell you that. Let's go to Matt in St. Louis, the first up on the Savage Nation this evening. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm 28. My wife is 28, and we have a 2-year-old healthy son. We all eat vegetarian, say 95% of the time, and We haven't seen any health issues or anything. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that type of diet for.
I'm going to give you a scientific answer and then a personal answer. Children should not be put on vegetarian diets. They are growing at a different rate than adults are. Adults are not growing. Children are growing. They need massive amounts of certain nutrients, which they cannot and are not getting through vegetarian diets. And you should look into the fact that your child needs much larger doses of calcium, for example, from foods than you yourself need. You don't need as much calcium as your child does, obviously. Your child needs fat. You don't need the fat. They do, although you do need some of the fats. Your child needs a lot of the fats. And especially linoleic acid and things of that nature. Now, you can get some of those through vegetables. There's no question about it. Now, let me give you a personal answer. When my kids were very young, they were not vegetarian. They had a healthful diet. We're very careful about that. But whenever we'd have other children over, and they were vegetarian kids, and believe me, it was very popular in the San Francisco area to raise kids vegetarian those many decades ago. If my kid was eating a piece of chicken or a hamburger, the poor vegetarian child from the hippie mother would literally reach across the table to steal the hamburger or the chicken. They were literally starving for a piece of meat. So let's go to your child. Has your child shown any sign of wanting a piece of animal food?
Not particularly. When he's presented with a variety of options, he doesn't.
Now, I want to start at the top. I don't want to make you guilty about what you're doing. You're not doing the wrong thing, but children are growing at a very rapid rate. They need large amounts of certain nutrients, especially iron, especially calcium, and especially some of the some of the amino acids that are found in proteins that you don't need, they need.
Right.
And I'm afraid to tell you that vegetarianism is not a good thing for children. They're developing, their brains are developing. They need to have some animal protein. That's all I'm going to say to you. You know, I don't want to sell a book because people think I'm just selling books. I'm way past changing my lifestyle, whether I sold 10 books or a million books. But years ago, I wrote Healing Children Naturally. And I don't sell a lot of them. They're on my website. I think you can still buy them here and there. It's the single best book ever written about childhood nutrition, about pregnancy, about lactation. And the fact of the matter is, it's got diets for children. Diets for children, diets for prospective parents. I spent years researching. It's an encyclopedia. And I wrote it in 1980, 82. Nothing has really changed. And I'll tell you something else that women don't know. Women don't realize that a lot of the problems women are having is because they're vegans and vegetarians, and women particularly, because of the woman's body and what women's bodies do once a month, are massively in need of large doses of iron, of B6, and other nutrients that they're not getting from vegetarian and vegan diets, and they're going into stages of fatigue, low energy, depression, all related to a lack of nutrition, in plain English. So at the risk of not making this a nutrition show, I'd like to get into some of the psychological questions, because nutrition per se is boring. It's good up to a point, you know? I'll be right back.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials.
If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
With its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
John on WMAL in Washington, D.C. We've got to serve that account. MAL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My point concerning your conversation is that there are concerns beyond health of the body in vegetarianism. The concern is a concept called ahimsa, A-H-I-M-S-A, which means that we do not wish to destroy animals simply as a food source.
Now, that, by the way, that's a rational reason to be a vegetarian. I accept it completely. If you're a vegetarian for ethical reasons, that's perfectly understandable. But it's not necessarily better for you on a health level. That's all I wanted to say. And it's especially not to be imposed upon children who are growing at a very rapid rate and need certain nutrients that they're not going to get from a vegetarian diet.
I agree with you there, sir.
But 1,000% right. I myself am very, very conflicted when I see lambs in a field and I say, you want to eat a lamb chop? The thing looks just like your dog. It has the same consciousness as a dog. So believe me, I'm totally cognizant of the horror of animal slaughter. And I admire anyone who can live a vegetarian for ethical reasons. But there was a very famous story about vegetarianism that was written by one of the great British essayists in the 1800s when they were at their peak. And one of them wrote, he was in his private club considering vegetarianism for ethical reasons. That it was very popular at the time. And they were discussing it around the table in the club. At which point, the waiter brought out a large fish and then opened the fish up as he was filleting it. He noticed that inside the fish was another fish. And then the essayist wrote, since fish was good for fish, I decided not to become a vegetarian. He said that's when he gave up his vegetarianism, when he saw that fish were eating littler fish. And so there it is. I mean, how you want to look at it is up to you. It's a big world. It's a diverse world in so many different ways, and you have to draw your own conclusions. What I'm trying to do is educate you to the fact that you should not think you're going to live to the age of Methuselah simply because you're avoiding animal protein. It's not necessarily so. Family farms threatened by new death tax. 25% of all farms in America are threatened by the new death tax. That's from the Washington Examiner. But you can call on any of these topics. UN introduces resolution to gain control of the Internet in the middle of the night. Don't tell that to Obama. Harry Belafonte's advice to Obama, imprison opposition like a third world dictator. Okay, don't tell that to Sean Penn. Obama to give homeless, poor in California free telephones. Why not? They need to call their drug dealer somehow. From the SanDiegoRed.com, LAPD will not turn in illegal immigrants to the INS. Why should they? The INS works for the illegal aliens. Bill Ayers, the constant thorn in the face of America, the communist, the radical, the mad bomber, is saying use schools to promote a radical agenda. He says Obama is not radical enough. Oregon mall shooter quit job seemed numb. He was on drugs. He was a Prozac case, another one. They won't tell you that. Very dangerous group of drugs. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Selective serotonin uptake inhibitors like Prozac are extremely dangerous for a large number of people who are on these antidepressants. Because something goes awry when they wear off, people revolt internally and overreact and go on a rampage, a jihad, and go insane or they kill themselves. U.S. secretly backed Syrian opposition groups. So we're now backing the Al-Qaeda members of the Syrian opposition, as we did in Libya, as we did in Egypt. You can't put two and two together yet. Millennials hoping to be homeowners in for rude awakening. That's all the hipsters running around with the cigarettes and the scraggly beards with their girlfriends in these seedy parts of town trying to be cool. Soon they're going to want to buy a house in the suburbs, and they're going to find out they can't afford it. Then, of course, they could go scream in the street, they could throw a fit, and they could tell Obama that they want a house to be given to them by the government. Anyway, those are some of the topics. You can call about California state workers are bankrupting the state with pay, pensions, and overtime. Wherever you turn, pensions. There's nothing new under the sun. It's unfortunate for you that I'm an expert on so many things, and I shouldn't hide it. Must I hide my expertise in order to be humble? I refuse to do so. However, if you care to call the show, it's 855-487-2822. No, at the risk of your dissatisfaction, and at the risk of your displeasure, I must tell you, I am an expert on so many things, and I'm glad to share it with you while I can.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom. the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
I'm Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police say a reward of up to $15,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest after a 15-year-old girl was shot and killed while walking in East Oakland Sunday afternoon. Investigators say that Jabril Jordan was gunned down as she and a 14-year-old boy walked to a BART station. Nearly 3 weeks after the Connecticut shooting massacre, surviving students will be returning to class this Thursday. The students will attend school at another building in the neighboring town of Monroe. Checking traffic, Burlingame and an obstruction on 280 southbound before Truesdale. Third lane from the left is blocked there. And in Union City, looks like a disabled vehicle, 880 southbound before Alvarado-Niles Road. That on-ramp is blocked. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-613-0634 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-613-0634. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-613-0634. That's 1-800-613-0634.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer in compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
They tell you when the car is going to be ready, and it is ready when they tell you it's going to be ready, so you're not wasting a lot of your time.
Tom from San Francisco found world-class Mercedes service waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can, too.
They deliver the car back to you clean, washed and vacuumed, and it's in better condition than when you dropped it off.
Find out how affordable maintaining your Mercedes-Benz can be. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for the service departments at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They'll keep your vehicle running its best at competitive rates without ever compromising quality. Schedule an appointment online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or call 1-800-NEW-BENZ during the final days of their 50th anniversary celebration. And don't miss the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now.
I've been really happy with the process.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Rochester, New York. Dave, you're on you're from WHAM, right? Dave, you're on the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Savage, such a pleasure. Thank you so much. I consider you the Mark Twain of our time. Your stories and parables have entertained and enlightened me. I appreciate the fact that you're back.
That's nice.
There.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it every once in a while. I need to have some praise. Even Mark Twain needed praise.
Yeah, I love you so much. Listen, my question is on flu shots. I've never had one.
No.
When I first heard
absolutely not. Never take a flu shot. It's a scam. It's a medical government scam. Let me explain what a flu shot is. You're getting mixed viruses that are deactivated up to a certain point. In an injectable form. Now, where do they get these flu viruses from? They're not manufactured in a laboratory. They're taken from a large population of individuals who have had the flu. And then they're put into a mixture, and they're treated and this and that. And some of them are active in order to provoke your antibody reaction. I would never, ever, ever take a flu shot. Ever. It's a scam and dangerous. You don't need it. You're better off with the flu than you are with a flu shot. What do you need a flu shot for? Explain it to me. How are they peddling it to people? That it will prevent the flu? Many people who take flu shots get a flu anyway, a small flu that they can hardly get over. They're like, they have minor flus that almost cripple them. Anyway, you're getting mixed viruses and you don't want them in your body, in plain English.
Well, that's been my opinion, and I expected you to say that. And
no, absolutely. I wouldn't do it. And I'm not a child. I would never, ever take one of those vaccines. Under any circumstance.
I respect your opinion so much.
I don't. Let's put it to you this way. I've given you the reason why. It's not just primitive fear or stupidity. You have to understand what a flu vaccine is. And why you'd want to subject your body to it, I will never understand why people line up like sheep for it. I certainly wouldn't do it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for just bolstering what I already had thought.
And remember, since you mentioned Mark Twain, I'll tell the Mark Twain joke. When they ask Mark Twain how does he get his exercise, he says he gets his I get my exercise by walking to the funerals of my more athletic friends. No, you've heard that one, haven't you?
Thank you so much for taking my.
Thank you. No, it's true. It's not like I don't exercise, but look, I'll give you an example. I'm suffering it's a very bad head cold. I don't know why I got it. It just happened. Normally I'm extremely lucky, like a stubborn mule. I'm very healthy. I take massive doses of vitamins. I watch my diet like a hawk. Once in a while, I'll go off it. I've written books on health and nutrition. But the fact of the matter is, I got sick. Okay. You know, after many a summer dies the swan. Everyone gets sick and everyone dies. You can't expect to be disease-free, illness-free, and to live forever. So you have to understand you're part of the human condition. And that's all there is to it. You do the best you can and then let it go already. I mean, how much can you take of this obsession with wanting to live forever? You ever hear the phrase starve a fever, feed a cold? Is that still popularly known? Starve a fever, feed a cold? I have a cold, so I ate a double lunch. Two Chinese lunches, not one. I feel better than I have in days. I had the beef, Mongolian, it's too sugary, whatever. A pepper beef, which I love, because it's spicy, very good. And shrimp and lobster sauce. It's from one of the ersatz chains, which is not very good. I can't say the name P.F. Chang's. I shouldn't say it. I do the best I can. It's certainly not Chinatown, San Francisco, where I know where the haunts to go to. The dirtiest, filthiest restaurants in the city have the best food. If you go into a restaurant in Chinatown, the test of the good food is whether there are almost no Caucasians in there, number one, and number two, whether you need galoshes to go in the bathroom. If you need galoshes to visit the men's room, and you're the only Caucasian in there, you'll know you're going to get really good food. That's generally a test that I use. That's not true anymore. I won't go in those places. My mother, may she rest in peace, I took her out to one of these dives. She wouldn't eat. She sat there in a chair holding her pocketbook the whole time. I said, Ma, the food is great. She sat there. No, it's okay. You eat. Enjoy yourself. She watched me feed my kids. They were young at the time. She was appalled. No, I go to a place out in the avenues. It's got a lot of white tablecloths, and I can get a beer, you know, a German beer. Tsingtao, the worst beer ever made in history. That's an instant headache. What you don't know is that almost all beers in the third world are modeled on German beers, German lagers, because Somewhere at the beginning of the 1900s, the Germans went out around the world building breweries. One of the first things that newly independent countries wanted was a brewery of their own with their own identity on it. And the Germans built it. But then they modified it for local taste, and they started to cheat. They weren't using barley. They were using rice. The Bavarian purity law is still the best when it comes to beer, where you can only use barley, et cetera. That's the best way to look at a beer. Yes, I'm an expert on beer. I wrote a book on beer in 1973. And as a matter of fact, I did. And I reviewed beers around the world. I brewed beer for a few years and home-brewed it, which is now very popular. So let's take some callers on topics that have nothing to do with this on the Savage Nation, starting in Rochester, New York. Richard, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I eat a lot of wild game, wild fish, almost exclusively, and I always, always, always boil it. I never fry it. I never broil it. I especially avoid any contact with charcoal.
Very smart.
Somebody is... using
very charcoal. Smart, very smart. Barbecuing is the most dangerous form of cooking. And every time I see Americans with a barbecue pit, I shake my head and get angry. It's like they've just discovered the Bronze Age and fire. I don't understand them. They have no idea that the benzoapyrenes in barbecued food is absolutely carcinogenic. How do they not know this in the year 2012?
It's beyond me. You would think, I have a degree in biochemistry, so that's what I fall back on.
Well, thank God. Yes, educated people know that barbecuing food is the most dangerous form of cooking. And yet here in Marin County, California, you'd think they just discovered fire. All of the white men with shorts think that fire is the neatest thing they've ever seen in their life. It's like they never saw it before. The minute they buy a house, they barbecue around the clock. And I want to say, sir, you're killing yourself and your children. Don't you understand that? I don't say anything. One neighbor died of stomach cancer a few years ago. The wife finally sealed up the barbecue thick grill that he had on the deck. I was choking from it every night. I didn't celebrate it. I knew it was coming. Every night, rain or shine, the man barbecued.
Yes, I had a
But when you eat your wild game, do you cook it? You cook it very well, I hope, because you don't want trichinosis.
I boil everything. Boil meat, boil vegetables. I only boil. I eat no other kind of food.
I hope you don't eat raw foods, do you? You haven't gone for that insane fantasy, have you?
No. I'm afraid of parasites.
Thank you.
I always, I also have a lot of background in bacteriology.
Oh, you see that?
Epidemiology.
Now, how do you explain? You know, I love a caller like this, Richard, because there's trends in food. Now the raw thing, they think that they're doing themselves a favor by eating raw food. And you hear the ignoramuses. You say, why are you eating raw food? You know what they say? Enzymes. They don't even know what an enzyme is. They have no idea what an enzyme is. But enzymes, you can't get your enzymes if you cook it. Have you ever heard such idiocy in your life?
Well, boiling does not destroy enzymes the way high heat does. But you manufacture enzymes. You don't need to get enzymes from your food.
That is correct.
Enzymes can't pass through the intestine.
Of course. We learned this in the early stages of biochemistry in college, but there is such rampant ignorance out there with regard to cooking. I've never seen anything like this. Vegan, vegetarian, you know and I know that there is an ethical or, if you wish, moral reason for not killing animals. But there's no health benefits related to veganism or vegetarianism that I know of.
I love to hunt, and I have to admit, I am an adrenaline junkie, but I eat everything I kill.
No, I have no comment on that. I mean, you know, people who get frightened when they hear that. They'll start thinking you're ready to go to Columbine, you know. But they don't understand that every hunter goes crazy with a rifle.
I don't.
Look, come on, Richard. I told the story 100 times on the show if I told it once. When I was a mere lad in high school, Jamaica High School, Queens, New York, late 50s, I was on the rifle team. We had a rifle team in the basement of the high school. Nobody ever shot themselves. No one ran through the hall screaming and shot anybody. There were no drugs in those days. There was no insanity. The insanity level was like 1% compared to 100% today. They didn't have the psychoactive drugs they put kids on today. Nobody shot themselves with rifles in high schools then. And all of our teachers were ex-military. They were all men, all Korean War veterans. It was a pleasure to go down there because I used to get so bored in the classroom that the smell of gunpowder was refreshing.
Oh, when I was in high school, we had a pistol team over here at Kodak Park. And the kids in high school could go over there and shoot in the pistol range.
Yeah, well, the ninnies took over the country, didn't they? The degenerate ninnies took over America and destroyed everything. This too shall pass. There will be a reaction. The day will come. They will have their day of reckoning for what they've done to this country. The wreckage will be repaired. They will pay for what they've done to this country. We're getting a lot of calls now on nutrition, which couldn't be more boring. No, really. I mean, I don't know if I can. Well, I'm going to take them, though, because I love these calls. I hope you're not bored to death. Is this not better than talking about Obamacare? Isn't this more interesting than talking about the fiscal cliff? Isn't this more interesting than saying the B word, Boehner, or the O word, Obama, or the P word, Pelosi, or the R word, Reid? Isn't it better than any of that? I can't do it. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to be lucky doing this, or maybe unlucky. My suspicion is that if you do what's of interest to you in radio, when I have an audience that has followed me over to my stations, some are new stations, some are old, different time, they love me, they'll put up with whatever I want to talk about if I'm interested in it. If I fake it, Bo, you're not going to listen. I'll tell you right now. You can't fake this. Either it's going to interest me and it'll interest you. It's the first rule of talk radio. You can tell when a host is no longer interested in the show. When they start calling it in, you can hear it in their voice. You know I'm not faking it tonight. I mean, I'm interested in mildly. I'm not crazy about the topic. I'm mildly interested in it. I can't wait till the show's over so I can go home and go to bed. Oh, man, what doses of vitamin C and vitamin A, my God. Yeah, it works, too. 4 grams. 4 grams, flat teaspoon, about every hour. Oh, boy, you'll get results. See, most of you don't know the bowel tolerance theory of vitamin C intake, which is why it doesn't work. I've helped many of people, but I learned it from the guru. He passed away a few years ago, my good friend Dr. Cathcart. Genius. One of the finest people on the earth, in addition to being a genius. He was a real good friend of Linus Pauling, who was the God. Linus Pauling was the Jesus Christ of the nutrition field. I don't mean to insult your religion. And Bob Cathcart was like an archangel. And he developed the theory of the bowel tolerance theory of vitamin C, or ascorbate as he called it. And most people don't understand why vitamin C may not work for them, is they're not taking active vitamin C because you're buying garbage. And B, you're not taking enough of it. Forget the Mayo Clinic. And Mayo Clinic's basically a government clinic. Any study that comes out of the Mayo Clinic is fraudulent. It's part of the AMA and the drug establishment, in my estimation. They killed Hemingway, for God's sakes. Mayo Clinic. It's like eating mayonnaise. Pauling was a giant. They're Lilliputians compared to him. And they try to debunk him by using inactive vitamin C, inactive vitamin E, and in low dosages. In dosages that were too small to produce the results that Pauling and Cameron got. As a matter of fact, I saved a friend, a World War II veteran, who was dying of cancer, with the Pauling-Cameron book on vitamin C and cancer. It's an amazing book. It's long forgotten, but it worked like a charm for him. You go ask Mr. H. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home. Plus, we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
WABC, New York City. Andrew, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Bully, code word.
Dr. Savage, have you been to Thailand?
Yes, I almost died there twice from food poisoning. What else do you want to know?
From the fish, from the fermented fish. Was that it?
Why did I almost die? No, it was from chicken. I almost died from food poisoning twice in my life. Once in Japan and once in Thailand, in Chiang Mai.
That's one of my favorite cities, Chiang Mai. Was it fermented? I know some Thai people eat like a fermented fish, which is very dangerous.
No, it was chicken that was left outdoors, I think. You know, wonderful hygienic practices in Asia.
You're right, but the vegetables and all the fresh fruit, you know, I just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's, well, go to Thailand. I'll never go back to Asia as long as I live. Never. Never. So what's your question? I really don't know what your question is. You want to know what I almost died from? Or?
No, I thought it would be the opposite, that you would love the food, you know, because you're into food.
And I generally do. Let me explain something. Here's the thing to know about Thai food. When Thai food was first introduced to America, which was probably, I mean, really in a popular way, probably 30 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, it was suddenly becoming popular. At that time, the Thais had the lowest rate of heart disease amongst the lowest rates of heart disease in the world because their diet was so fabulous. But as the Thai diet became Americanized, it became more sugary. In particular, sugar is one of the greatest killers of all, especially in foods rather than in candies per se. And the foods became sugary, they became fatty, and they started to introduce dairy into the foods. It's not really Thai food anymore.
Right.
I used to cook Thai food. I used to have special Thai. Oh, I was crazy about it for years. Back in the 70s, I carried certain packets of Thai spices. I would make curry in campgrounds before people even heard of Thai curry. So I'd rather take calls on politics at this time or on lifestyle questions. I really don't want to do nutrition questions. I can do them day and night, and I can do them well, but I think it's too marginal for a late-night talk show. You'd rather hear family stories like the embryo in a nun's trunk or Louie and the monkey or Fat Al's tuna, you know, something like that than this. But I'm going to take a few more of the health calls. I'd really rather have psychologically challenging calls that are interesting to the general listener. 855-400-SAVAGE. Not everybody wants to hear about nutrition. It's about as interesting as the fiscal cliff at a certain point, or economics. They all put you to sleep, right? Right. Let's go to KLIF in Texas. This is why I like these calls, because you don't know where it's going to go. You got to walk a tightrope and take a chance. And if you make a mistake, if you're quick-minded, you can recover. But if you're sluggish, if you're a lawyer, for example, and your mind is not adept, and you have to have a script in front of you, and then revert to economics or to the founding fathers. You can't do a thing like this. KLIF, Texas. David, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I moved back to Texas after living in the Bay Area 20 years because of the insanity in California. Now I'm considering leaving the country after what's going on at the federal level. Am I giving up or should I stay and fight? At this point, I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, that's a great question. Many people who have the means are considering leaving America, but I'll ask you a question. Where are you going to go?
The Caribbean, Costa Rica, somewhere like that.
Is it safe enough for you to live in those places, especially with what is happening in the world?
I've been looking at a few places like Anguilla, which are very safe. They're British protectorates. Lots of American and European expats live there. And it's close enough to Florida, I can come back to visit when I need to. But I have given up almost all hope, and I don't know whether I'm being a quitter.
It's an interesting question. No, listen to me. It's not the first time I have pondered this question, because I hear it from many people, or the several people that I know. And I keep saying to them, where are you going to move to? And nobody really has an answer. I don't know that I would ever live in a Caribbean island nation. They're too small. I've lived in the tropics. They can get to you. You get cabin fever very quickly in the tropics. And islands have very limited interest to people after a while. I mean, how long can you sit on a beach and stare at the ocean, right?
Right.
But so you have to ask yourself, why are you letting the communists drive you out of your country? Why would you let the illegitimate drive you out of your nation? I wouldn't let them drive me out of my country. Let them go out of the country first. Drive them out. What are you leaving for? I mean, is your life day-to-day that bad?
No, but I'm watching what I grew up with not that long ago slipping away, and I don't know if we can get it back. That's my frustration.
You won't get it back the way it was. It'll be altered. It'll be muted. But there are some fundamental aspects of life that all races, all religions, all creeds want, with the exception of one religion, that they want something else. But most people on the earth basically want the same things. They want a secure home, they want a peace and quiet for their family, and they want sufficient safety to not have to walk around with a gun in their pocket.
Savage.